This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, joined today here in studio by Downtown Manhattan Executive Director Gina Scroggs. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I've also got Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson. Long time no see.
Yeah, good morning again.
Glad to have you guys both back in here today. Got some fun things coming up here in the area. 33rd year, it looks like, for the Mayor's Food and Fun Drive. 17th year for the Mayor's Spirit of the Holidays Lighted Parade as well. Let's get right into it. Mayor, we'll start with you.
Yeah, we just fortunately heard the advertisement just preceding this program, and just want to reinforce this trend. Thanksgiving Day lunch from 11 to 2 at Old Chicago. We appreciate their support. Again, that's at the corner of Vanesta and Kimball, and that's for the community. Anyone's welcome. So love to see you out there. They've been doing this for some time, and great support to the community. We also want to emphasize that we have a Christmas basket collection for needy families, and those donations for those baskets can best be made on December 1st and December 8th at the Westside Dillon's. Appreciate your support there, and a lot of folks who need things for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and love to get those filled up so that the volunteers can distribute those. I want to talk briefly about the Christmas, the couple of things here. We talked about them last night at the commission meeting. We had proclamations read. One was for the Blue Earth Plaza, and that's on Friday night, and we'll be saying a few remarks there, but that's a great event sponsored by our business people and lots of volunteers, and just a tremendous draw for the city of Manhattan and something that makes it very special. And then on the 7th of December, we'll be having our parade, followed by the tree lighting, and that'll be in Triangle Park. And that'll tree lighting itself will start at 7 o'clock, and I'll be joined by Linda Cook, the Chief of Staff at Kansas State University. We'll have a few remarks, and then the important part will start because we have the children able to meet with Santa Claus. That's my favorite part as well. And we'll have refreshments there from the K-State Hospitality Group and also choir music by the Manhattan High School students. We have, I think, about five different awards we'll be giving to parade entries. So we'd love to see as many parade entries we can get, whether you're walking or riding a bicycle in your own car or having a float prepared. People will be lining the streets, I'm sure, just like they always do, and be a great time to celebrate the coming holidays.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun for families to get out there and see stuff. Getting back to the lunch here tomorrow, and I know it's open to anybody here. Is there still do you need any more volunteers?
I think they're pretty well. They do this with staff primarily.
Okay.
And but anybody's welcome to help. We've got the bread basket, and all of the volunteers downtown will have already partnered. So I think we're pretty well taken care of for the volunteers at that event.
One thing just to note about that dinner, Mike at Old Chicago is an amazing human being, and what he does for this community is really phenomenal. It should be really a stress that everyone is welcome to Old Chicago for Thanksgiving. It's traditional Thanksgiving trimmings, and there is a free will offering. So if you can, they would love for you to make that offering. And if you can't, it's okay.
All right. What a great community event that'll be. That's just so amazing to hear good news like that.
Absolutely.
The Christmas basket collection for needy families, you mentioned that starts December 1st, correct?
Yeah, they've already begun collecting for those baskets. What we're doing right now is having a concerted effort to gather some of those goods so we can fill up those baskets. And Dillon's down at the west side has made available their front end of their store so that folks can easily drop those off. And anything's really welcome, anything particularly that can be used for a Christmas dinner, for example. Canned goods or non-perishables are really good.
one thing just to add to that. I was talking to Mary Beth, executive director of the Flint Hills Bread Basket, and she did remind me that in order to be a recipient of these Christmas baskets, you do need to call the bread basket. And there's a few stipulations for being a recipient, very minimal, but call the bread basket and reserve your basket.
So, you know, obviously at the Westside Dillon, so if you're in there grocery shopping, maybe put a few extra things in your cart and drop it off. That's real easy to do.
That's right.
There's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a couple extra cans in your basket and then drop those at the door.
All right. Talk a little bit more here about the parade. You mentioned there's still time to get sign-ups here. Where do people go to do that?
So to sign up to become an entry in the parade, you need to go to www.downtownmhk.com. It's right there on the front page. Just click the tab and you can fill the form out online. We really have grown this parade, especially over the last 5 years. We've grown it by about 10 entries a year. So it's just become this really fantastic lighted spectacle going from downtown to Aggieville and really become quite proud of it. We have awesome community partners with the city, and Parks and Rec especially has just been tremendous in helping us stage a parade. That's no easy task, honestly. But some of the interesting things are we've been averaging about 55 entries a year in our parade, so we hope to grow that. Last year we actually had 62 entries. We collect about $400 on average in cash for the bread basket. You can actually donate along the route. There's a group of children that push shopping carts, and so you can do a cash donation, or you can actually run out there and stick your canned food items in those grocery carts as that particular lighted float goes by. We've averaged about 1,000 pounds of food collected just in that parade. You are required to bring a canned food donation as your entry fee if you're going to be in the parade. There's no cost to be in the parade except for that canned food item. And, of course, we ask people to bring more than one.
Sure.
Just a shout-out to IHOP. Last year they brought us a pallet. And we weren't too prepared, but we figured it out. So it was pretty neat. It's a really great time of year when the community rallies around.
Well, and obviously, you know, not just in our community, but in just about any community, hunger, you wouldn't think it's a problem, but there are people that struggle with hunger, and this will go a long way to help, at least for the next few months, I would imagine.
I think so.
Yeah, the bread basket does a terrific job throughout the year. I think all of us are members of several clubs that go down and help assort the food and get it ready to hand out. But all the people at the bread basket do the heavy lifting, the sign-ups, the volunteers, and then the placing those in kits so that people easily pick them up. And I wanted to say something about the lights. You know, the folks down at Blue Earth Plaza have really done a great job down there, and our vision is that in conjunction with what Gene has done with downtown Manhattan, it's very attractive. So if you come out of Blue Earth Plaza, you turn the corner, you come down Points. Now you're on the parade route. Then you turn up 11th Street. Johnny Caw will be lighted right there at the corner as you turn up, and then obviously Aggieville will be lit up as well. So for those people in the parade, for those people along the parade route, just a great opportunity to bring the kids and see all the lights.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, that sounds like a great community event as well. Again, that's at 7 p.m., the mayor's annual tree lighting ceremony, Triangle Park in Aggieville. Again, Santa Claus is going to be there, so that's just an incentive right there to go on out there.
What could be better than that?
All right. Well, let's take a break. We can come back and talk a little bit more here as we continue our conversation here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.